Drinks Galore. They carry everything you can imagine, from locally packaged beans to diesel fuel and regular and E30, 50, and 85 gasolines. Kendi One Stop, open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday at the corner of Kendi Road and M53. Kendi One Stop, raising the convenience shopping bar to a super convenient level, serving the greater Kendi, Fillion, and Pinnebog area and everyone else who stops in.
Are you living in the dark ages? Because if you're not on the Thumb Cellular Network while in the Thumb area, your service is spotty at best, and your smartphone internet connection is very slow. Announcing, Thumb Cellular has just added towers in Cass City, Owendale, Decker, Argyle, Port Austin, and Fillion to their 4G high-speed network. Thumb Cellular now has 41 4G LTE towers covering most of the Thumb area with up to 10 times the speed of 3G. Remember the competition? They don't even have 3G through much of the Thumb. So what are you waiting for? Switch to the lightning speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE service right now and get a free 4G phone just for joining the network. Terms of service apply. So head to your nearest Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for a free demonstration on these blazing speeds. And it's only from your local cellular carrier. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
The iPhone 5S and iPhone 5C are now available at Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Make your farm life better by stacking higher yield and return on investment odds in your favor with a highly efficient GrowLink system available exclusively through Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kendi. Field-specific custom soil sampling and mapping and a highly sophisticated multi-crop factor analysis result in creation of custom crop and field-specific maximum yield nutrient blends and field controller files for optimum application, leading to higher return on investment. And after-harvest reports measure results and aid in future planning. Contact the Agronomy Division of Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kendi today, 989-874-4200.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie game feeders, trail cameras by Moultrie and Cutaback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS.
Clark Brock and Adam Kaharchek back Deckerville here at Creams 102 for homecoming Deckerville tonight. As we stand here at halftime watching the court come onto the field, we've got class representatives coming out. Beautiful night. The young ladies all dressed in their fine dresses, and the underclassmen in their suits, and we have a football player coming on the field now. But Adam, the first half, kind of about what we thought. Hard fought, beat it back and forth down the field. We talked about the fact that somebody makes a mistake and it's a big play.
Yeah, everybody was going for their tricky plays a lot earlier on. They were trying some different formations. A couple of times that worked out, but then later on they decided to shoot straight down the middle and try to make for the goal when it came down to the wire. And honestly, I think one of the biggest plays that was just kind of lost on them was when North Huron was, you know, back down in their fourth, and they couldn't make it, and that kind of messed them up, and, you know, kind of brought down the whole cycle for them.
That to me, game of the or play of the first half, and may very well end up being the play of the whole game. They battled back and forth. Deckerville had it deep in North Huron territory, and North Huron took over on downs, kind of moved out a little bit, and thought they had things going. They made the big fourth and short. Kyle Case runs, picks up 3 or 4 yards, lots of confidence. The next two or three plays, picked up 5, lost a couple, and were 4th and 7, and expecting a punt. And North Huron seemed to be very confused on what the lineup was, how they were going to do it, who's on the field, who's off. I don't know if that was partially by design, hoping that Deckerville would kind of fall asleep or what the play was there, but the ball snapped. And it was a fake all the way. I mean, it wasn't like Kyle Case said, oh, I can't punt this. It was a fake all the way, and he took off to his left, needed seven, got about three, and Deckerville took over, and you could see that just kind of fired up Pagel, the quarterback, big time, and they went back to that series that they'd been running where they line the quarterback up with a initial back close to the line of scrimmage, and it didn't matter whether it was a halfback or the big fullback, Cody Mazoff, it really didn't matter. They would line it up and be right there pushing hard, and they basically marched it 20 yards in about five plays and just pushed into the end zone.
Yeah, and I myself am a fan of just plays that are unexpected. And honestly, if you can do it, if you can make it right in the game and you can actually run it when it's unexpected, that can be one of the best plays of the game. But if your team isn't ready, if your team's not coordinated with it, then they're not going to be able to run it down the line as shown earlier in the game, and they just won't be able to bring in the points. But, I mean, you got to give it to them for trying, I guess. You know, they did go for something unexpected. And
well, I think Coach Fisher was looking at this game, and he knows it's going to be a game of big plays. You know, we'll slug it out, and somebody's going to get a big play. And had it worked, you know, that it had the ball moving down the field and could have, if at worst they were going to go in tied, or they were going to go in up two at that point at worst. And so it looked like, here we go. It's you know, worth giving it a try. And I don't know if there was enough time on the clock. I'm not sure if they'd have punted, if they'd have kept Deckerville the way they were pushing hard at that point or not. But it sure as heck didn't help out any. Adam, you got some scores to throw at the people there? See what your computer has to say, and let's tell them what we've got going.
Looks like right now, Frankenmuth versus Carroll. Frankenmuth is up 35-0 at the half. It looks like Owen Gage versus Akron Fairgrove. Owen Gage is up 16-12 at 2:14 before the half. Looks like, it looks like Reese is up over the Lakers 27-7, and Marlette versus the Redskins. It looks like Sandusky and Marlette. Sandusky is up 30-6. So
30-6 there. I see. Is that a Harbor Beach USA score, or USA Vassar? USA. That's a surprise to me. USA is leading Vassar 12-7 at halftime, and Vassar's played real tough this year, so that's kind of a surprise. And I really thought that the Reese Laker game was going to be a little closer than that. Reese 27-7 with 6 minutes to go in the first half there, so we'll see what happens. But we're got excitement down here in the field at homecoming. I think they've just announced the Queen. Adam and I were kind of busy chatting away, and we'll see what information we can pick up when we go back to a timeout in terms of who the Queen is and what's up. But, again, just a classic matchup here on a beautiful night. We're crowning a Queen. We got Jonathan standing next to us taking pictures of the Queen. I'm sure they'll be on the website tomorrow and a chance to pick that up and see what's happening. But beautiful night, getting a little damp as we talk. You know, there was some plays in that first half that might have gone a distance farther, but some guys lost their footing, and we'll see in this wet grass in the second half what difference that might make in the game.
Yeah, it is a shame. It is hard to account for environmental hazards on the field when you're trying to make plays, especially as coaches, you're trying to make plays for how it, the grass is perfect if the grass wasn't wet at all, and sometimes it just comes into play and, you know, messes your team up.
Yep, that's the game of football, though. When we play football in the fall, we never know whether it's going to be a beautiful night, a rainy night, a snowy night, or whatever the case might be. So, they'll see what adjustments they make. We'll see when we come back at the half whether Coach Fisher has made adjustments to stop that head-on attack of Deckerville and what other plays might go. But we're going to throw it back for a commercial here for a few minutes and see what happens.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over